Welcome to the Ideal Investor Show. This is the podcast where we help you challenge your mindset and discover where you are. Tired of stories about other people's success? We can help you change your life, determine your time freedom point, and join us on the journey to financial success. Let's go. Hello and welcome back. Today, I want to touch on something that I was reminded of when reading an article the other day, and it reminded me because we took quite a bit of time to talk about it when I was kind of like as a late bloomer in my 40s at college to get a PhD. And one of the profound things that I learned there was about a book called Leading Change, or the more funny version is called Our Iceberg is Melting. And the main point about it is that humans are actually resisting change. And part of the question is, why is that? And how does that actually show up? And more importantly for us here, how does that actually impact our willingness, ability, capacity, motivation to invest? This whole notion of resistance to change, or not really being very enthusiastic about change, comes fundamentally from the fact that we as human beings have a tendency to adjust to the circumstances that we find ourselves in. Let me give you a few examples of that. So, for example, when you ask yourself, people live in certain locations that don't have very favorable conditions. On the highest level, if you think about it, in Europe, for example, you have everything from north of the polar circle, like the same like in the US, if you go through the US all the way through Canada and further north until you reach the polar circle. They have that in Europe, all the way to the other end in Sicily, where you basically can already see the African continent and get relatively close to the equator, and everything in between. And for most of Europe, same like in the US, but not including Canada, we in Europe, people can travel to any part of the continent without a passport. Same like in the US, when you want to go from San Francisco to New York, you can drive through the whole country and you can decide you want to live wherever you want to live. So if you happen to be born in Alaska and you happen to find out that you're a person who really doesn't like the cold, you could get into a vehicle or into a Greyhound bus or on a plane or whatever other mode of transportation you choose and go to Florida and be where it's sunny and where it's warm and where they call it the sunshine state. But how many people actually do that, right? And so I'm mentioning this because that's an example of we are born into certain circumstances or end up in certain circumstances. And this is true economically, this is true physically, this is where basically we are placed right now. And are we willing to make a change? And what is really typically making us hesitant is that we don't really know. We don't know for 100% sure what the outcome is. And that's where the connection to investing comes. We know based on the evidence, and you can look at study after study, economic data, statistics, all kinds of stuff, that successful people inevitably start investing in real estate. And most of the time in residential real estate. And it starts just like it started with me, with investing in properties that you actually live in. And if you end up being in some sort of a profession or some sort of a circumstance that make you move, like I did with the military 10 times, you end up in 10 different locations, which also means, theoretically at least, you could end up with 10 different properties if you buy a house or an apartment every place that you end up going. Or you could do this deliberately and say, okay, well, I want to live in different locations, and every location I go to, I buy myself a new place. The only thing in the US you have to look at is that you typically want to wait 2 years so that you maintain your eligibility for regular mortgages. But you could do that. Why don't we? Because we, each and every time we make a change like that, a change in location, a change in accommodation, a change in job, a change in the environment, we don't really exactly know what the outcome will be. And so when I'm saying I want to help you investing in residential real estate, I obviously cannot guarantee what the outcome will be, especially in the short term. In the long term, we can more and more and more depend on the outcome historically, because long-term investing and long-term viewpoints have the tendency to take out all the immediate and short-term volatility. Even if something shoots up and then comes down again, like I give you a quick example with Amazon, that is something that we all know these days. When Amazon first came out as a company and went public, it didn't do much at all, and everybody was complaining that they didn't have any profits and why were they even having any kind of share price value. Then they started to get more and more successful, even though they were not profitable, but people kept increasingly buying their shares, which ultimately led to an increased share price. And then the dot-com bubble burst, and their share price was cut down 90% in a very short period of time. And then they kept growing and kept growing and kept showing better results and new services all over the place. And they got back to the point before the big crash and way, way, way beyond it. So if you take that time of the crash or shortly before the crash and 15 years later, which is a time horizon that you should have for like residential real estate investing and beyond, then you will see this rise and then the 90% drop and the re-rise even beyond the previous peak. That all equals out to probably something like 7, 8, 10% performance per year. And the same is true for residential real estate investing. But what we see on a daily basis is the volatility that the markets show us and that a whole industry of financial services, TV, YouTube, you name it, everybody is talking about what happened today and what happened last week and what will happen next month. And so our resistance to change comes from not really knowing what the outcome of an action will be. And when we know what we have, but we can't really be sure what we're going to get, there is a tendency, this resistance to change, to say, let's change what we have to something that could be. Even if all the statistical data shows otherwise, that we should actually do something, we should actually take action, we should actually invest in residential real estate, because all the data for the long-term perspective in any 15 or 20-year time window you take, for the last 100, 120 years shows you that it's a good investment, even without all the government incentive and tax incentives and stuff. But human nature says we are resistant to making changes to our current situation. And that's why I believe it's so important to have somebody who helps you with it, who mentors you, who supports you, who encourages you and motivates you. And I want to be that person. That's why I have the mentoring program. So if you want to talk about it, how I can help you overcome that resistance to change, please go to idealwealthgrower.com and find the button that says book a call, and then we have a conversation and we can talk about it, and I can show you how I can give you confidence in taking action and making those changes so you can get on your path to financial independence. So that's it for today. Be well, stay safe, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.